Preface to Meditation Number 5. You. It's personal. They say, don't they, when you pray, be careful what you ask for. You may get it. Since I was called, for that's what it feels like, into Christian meditation and its more focused way of praying and being in my life, I've certainly received far more than I bargained for. Note the phrase. I bargain for. And how can I say this? I'm forever invited more deeply into the mystery of everything, not as an onlooker, but as a participant. Everything becomes more intensely personal. Everything, not just the next terrible act of violence, but even the faded rose or the globby translucent slug who meets me at the kitchen door. The you-ness of everything. I belong to everything, and everything belongs to me. It's part of me. The seagulls who screech so much at 3:30 on a summer morning that you shut your windows if you want to sleep. To the simple joy of watching a child suddenly start to skip. You. Here again, Jesus, in St. John's Gospel, chapter 17. I in them, and you in me, may they be perfectly one. I want them to be with me where I am. I want them to see the glory. This is what monks and nuns, living in closed communities, know increasingly all the time, and we, beset with our daily distractions, discover only more slowly, that the universe is personal, out there and in here, all at the same time. It's not just an abstract, evolving apart from us all, with those brave, mind-boggling, astronomical calculations around billions of light years, black holes, big bangs. It is personal. It is you. It is me. We are somehow involved, evolved in whatever is being created. Our part, our glimpses of glory, being revealed to each of us uniquely. Many non-religious people, vigorous humanists, experience this also in their own way. It's personal, and it's what we call the presence of God. You, God, we are being godded every instant. Meditation, within its gentle gift, especially seems to me to be full of breathtaking surprises. Many quite uncomfortable. Listen to this all-embracing universal prayer of Gautama the Buddha, 4 centuries before Christ. May my heart lend its ear to every cry of pain, like as the lotus bears its heart to drink the morning sun. Let not the fierce sun dry one tear of pain before I have wiped it from the sufferer's eye. But let each burning tear, each human tear drop on my heart and there remain, nor ever to be brushed off until the pain that's caused it is removed. Often, our daily bits, scraps almost, of meditation feel like dry autumn leaves swirled up and away into a great void and nothing. But not a word, not a breath of your prayer, my prayer, our prayer is lost. This precious time, this precious ordinary time. Each moment we are adding up to the making up of God's purpose.